Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Another big move for the Bengals. In my mind, kind of unexpected because it's a name. I feel like we hear this name constantly. A name, it seems like we hear every year, but there was a year off in there. And then it's Sheldon Rankins, you know, a guy they tried to get in 2021, had another shot at a year ago, I believe, and I don't know. First of all, those names that are always available kind of freak me out. You know, Gesicki kind of becoming one of those too, on his second one-year contract. So that's something that's worrisome to me sometimes. Like, why isn't this guy getting locked down long-term? But also, yeah, like, you know, it's just a name that is constantly mentioned. So it was like, well, I don't know. You kind of get over it. You're like, if it's going to happen, it was going to happen. Why hasn't it happened yet? Sort of situation. So, but here we are. And Sheldon Rankins, going to be a Bengal. Bringing some real pass rush juice to that interior. That's something they haven't had since they let Larry Okunjobi go. And, got their man. Now, again, you know, this is more of a pass rush, more of a three technique type. Kind of more, yeah, three technique slash kind of a five technique kind of guy. You know, he's been used in the past, like in a especially over the last couple stops he's had in his career, as a rotational pass rush specialist to some extent. You know, he's fine against the run. He's not, you know, necessarily a plus run stopper. But, you know, that's where he's winning, is against the pass. And you know, you got B.J. Hill, who was going to be, I think, still the main guy. Watch him get cut before I post this, but whatever. You got B.J. Hill in there. He's going to be the main guy. And I think Reagan, you know, takes fewer snaps, but maybe has a little bit more on the pass rush production and gives you that juice, that guy that you're looking for on the interior. I don't know. People are talking about what they paid him. I think they paid him a good amount. It's 13 million a year. I don't think that's bad. You know, even for a rotational piece on the interior D line, that's about what I would have expected. Breaking their rules a little bit, you know, going for a guy who's very close to 30, closing in very, very quickly on his 30th birthday. And, not something they normally do, but they did it. It's interesting, too, because they signed him to a two-year deal. Like, if they would have got him when they were looking for him in 2021, they probably would have signed him to a four- or five-year deal. So now it's kind of like he still is here at the end when you might expect him. And maybe that's why they go for that two-year deal. So you're getting him in his, 32-year-old season. But not deep into his 30s, you know, you don't have to worry about him falling off too much of a cliff there. That's where they're at with it. And they, they finally got the guy. Obviously, DJ Reader should still be a priority, or Tart, finding one of those guys. Because Rankins is a three tech. He's not a nose tackle. He's not a zero. Dude's like 298 pounds, all right? Like, he ain't Reader. He's not really a run stopper. They don't have a nose tackle right now on the roster, even, really. So they need to find one. They need to get somebody in there. You can't rely on finding one somewhere else. Really, like, Sweat's like the top guy we're talking about in the draft. In the draft, it's really more of the three techniques that are in there. You know, there are a lot of lighter guys. There are a lot of guys who are, like, right around 300. have some juice a little bit. I think Murphy could be a nose tackle, but he is only like around 300 pounds. You know, I think he's a better run stopper, you know, overall. I think he doesn't have the body to be a nose tackle. Personally, I don't think he has that grit of juice as a pass rusher either, but I digress. Hopefully I'm wrong about that. But I don't see it on film as much as we see it in workouts. That's still a concern. Let's take a look at that. You know, you get your Sweat, you get your McKinley Jackson. You know, I think those are guys. But look, it's not going to be Sweat in the first. I honestly, not knowing about his physical condition necessarily, which we're not necessarily privy to all that stuff, I think he'd be a good pick at 18. But we're not hearing him really talked about that way. I don't know if he's going to make it to where the Bengals are picking in the second necessarily, but I think he probably is going in the second. You know, and if that's a guy you can get, that's great. Big, you know, some question marks there. I don't know if he's, who knows if he's going to be a plug-and-play type of guy. So you need somebody else, and you need somebody else anyway, and they run that five-man stuff where they bump somebody else to a five technique, and we've seen them do that in the past with Tupou. Again, not signed. They need to still need to do some work on the defensive line. And one thing does not affect the other, right? Having, the money does, but the money anywhere affects anything, right? So that is something that needs to be addressed. Is that nose tackle position? They're still going to find that guy. Sounds like Tart's coming to town, coming to visit. Some motivation questions, some attitude questions. They had the same stuff about Apple, and he played pretty well here. So who knows? You know, and that's like the same thing with Sweat. Like they said, you hear things about motivation and weight and stuff like that. These are hard things to really get a grasp of from the outside. So I prefer not to delve and judge on these things, and let the people that make those decisions make those decisions. But anywho, exciting to have Rankins. Again, still need a nose. They're going to figure that out. Nose tackle, offensive tackle are the big priorities. Hopefully you're listening to that and you're like, but Matt, we just got this guy. Well, wasn't up when I was there. But yeah, Tart's a guy they're looking at nose. Looks like they're bringing in. Mekhi Becton looks like they're looking at the tackle spot, which makes sense for them, you know, not only based on the connection with Pollock, you know, how he's played with Pollock. Again, weight concerns there, injury concerns there. All right, so those are big issues. But also just because he is youngish. You know, I think that to me is why I liked Jonah as a better option than most of the tackles out there, because most of them were on the wrong side of 30, whereas Jonah's 26, and, you know, that ain't nothing. That's that. So we'll see. Hopefully you're listening to this and you're like, we already got back to Antara. What the hell are you talking about? That would be freaking sweet. I would be all about that. Anyway. I am Matt Minnick. This is Coach Speak. Hopefully more coming at you as we talk about signing a couple of tackles, one on offense, one on the news. Who day?